I'm willing to accept that I got problems with drugs and alcohol, but I can't even begin to endure. I mean, you know, endure is just to kind of get the idea, is just to try and walk with that idea that I'm mentally ill, you know, and that's just something I'm trying to bring into my life. You know, when I endure something, it means that it's happening right now. It's always going on, is enduring the idea that I'm mentally ill. It doesn't stop even though I embrace the idea that I got a mental illness. But I'm willing to turn myself a problem drinker, but I can't endure the suggestion. In fact, I'm mentally ill. So that enduring tells me it's sort of like SOT, something I'm doing right now. And that when it's happening right now, I'm still learning to endure the idea of the fact that I'm mentally ill. That doesn't mean I'm crazy, though. So this is an important part. You know, you hear that a lot in meetings. I mean, I've heard it. I even almost probably started saying it. I might even said it. And that was, you know, I'm crazy. You know, I'm a crazy man when I drink. And then really what I'm saying is I'm crazy right now is really what I'm saying. I mean, I may say when I drink, but in order for the idea to be there, that means it must be happening right now. In order for those words to be there, I'm not describing what happened yesterday. I'm telling you I'm crazy today. And I'm really not. But what I am is I'm restless, irritable, and discontent. And I think that makes me crazy. And in the reality, what it does, it means I don't have soundness of mind. I can't think to soundness. I can't think to good purpose. I can't act to good purpose when I'm restless, irritable, and discontent. Crazy means you got to put me in a straitjacket and lock me up, and you know, and that's where I need to be, is I need to be institutionalized. That's crazy, the beyond human help. And the inability, you know, they talk about it in chapter 5, is that some of us cannot or will not completely give ourselves to this simple program. So it's the ones that cannot. And there is a cannot. We are all potential cannots. I believe that in my heart of hearts, and that it's just a question of when we cross that line, that invisible line that crossed that we crossed when we lost the freedom of choice, is the same kind of line that we cross when we become a cannot instead of a will not. I know I came in here a will not. I will not completely give myself to the simple program. And that's really, you know, if you think about the word simple program, it's like this tells you how messed up I am.